This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In a few minutes, how a big military contractor, KBR, avoids paying payroll taxes.
First, though, when Republican Mike Huckabee dropped out of the race, that meant a lot of evangelical voters were left hanging. So what will they do now, and what has happened to their political clout? Day to Day's Alex Cohen reports.
When Mike Huckabee made his concession speech in Irving, Texas, two nights ago, the Southern Baptist minister spoke about the importance of his religious beliefs.
We've kept the faith, and that for me has been the most important goal of all. I'd rather lose an election than lose the principles that got me into politics in the first place.
But those cheering Huckabee supporters are left with a decision. Who do they vote for now? Jerry Cox of Arkansas was a member of Huckabee's Faith and Family Values Coalition. He thinks that by November, many evangelical voters will likely choose Senator John McCain.
I am, though, hearing some evangelicals who are disappointed simply say, I don't know if I'm going to vote or not.
To win the evangelical vote, Senator McCain faces several challenges, says Clyde Wilcox, professor of government at Georgetown University.
Here's the problem for McCain. George Bush identified as an evangelical. He courted evangelical leaders by talking about his born-again experience. McCain is not such a religious guy.
And Wilcox says when McCain has talked about religion, his words haven't always been too kind. Here he is in 2000 talking about two key leaders in the evangelical movement.
Neither party should be defined by pandering to the outer reaches of American politics and the agents of intolerance, whether they be Louis Farrakhan or Al Sharpton on the left, or Pat Robertson or Jerry Falwell on the right.
Georgetown University professor Clyde Wilcox says McCain made amends with the legendary TV minister Jerry Falwell before he passed away last year.
But really, you know, there's a little bit of a rancor lingering among the old school of the Christian right.
Wilcox adds the old school of the Christian right, led by people like Falwell and Pat Robertson, is just one part of today's evangelical voting bloc. The new school of younger evangelicals is big and getting bigger, and they're not necessarily going to back McCain either.
The moderate megachurch leaders, tend to be a little conservative, but in the middle, and they're not so afraid because they think their churches are doing just fine, and so they're willing to enter into dialogue with all kinds of people.
People including Barack Obama. For example, Obama was invited by mega-popular pastor Rick Warren to speak at his church in Orange County, California in 2006. Also invited to speak on that day was former presidential candidate Sam Brownback, who said to Obama, "Welcome to my house." Here's the senator's response.
This is my house, too. This is God's house. So I just wanted to be clear.
Since then, Senator Obama has developed a loyal following among many religious voters, including Reverend Chuck Curry of the United Church of Christ in Portland, Oregon.
He was the only candidate running to say that the war was wrong from the outset, and I think that's the kind of president that we need.
Reverend Curry believes many evangelicals are considering voting for either Senator Obama or Hillary Clinton this year.
Evangelicals have broadened their agenda to be concerned about global warming, for example, as an issue about how we take care of God's creation.
Recent polls back Reverend Curry's opinion. According to a survey sponsored by a group called Faith in Public Life, more than 60% of evangelical voters polled said they want a broader political agenda. Jim Guth studies the intersection of religion and politics at Furman University.
We find that younger evangelicals tend to be somewhat more open to some of the themes that the Democratic candidates are emphasizing. And not quite as preoccupied with some of the old litmus test issues of abortion and stem cell research, gay rights, those kinds of things.
Guth adds that the national agenda may also influence the evangelical vote in ways that might not help Senator McCain. For example, he says evangelicals have been supportive of the war in Iraq, and that helped boost the vote for George Bush in the last presidential election.
But I think that's going to be perhaps not as much of an issue, especially given developments in Iraq, and more importantly, some of the developments on the home front with the economy.
Guth says McCain will need to prove that he can help the economy and that he's sensitive to the issues that the many diverse groups of evangelicals care about. And that, he says, is a very tall order. Alex Cohen, NPR News.